بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have hadith 145. With it, we inshallah conclude the chapter that deals with Eid prayer. And the hadith was narrated by Atiyah. May Allah be pleased with her. And who would read it for us? Yes, brother.
Narrated Atiyah, radiallahu anha, he, the Messenger of Allah, commanded us that we should take out the young women and virgins for Eid prayers. And he commanded the menstruating women to remain away from the place of worship of Muslim. Muttafaqun alayh.
In another narration,
narrated Atiyah radiallahu anha, we were commanded to come out on the day of Eid and even bring out the virgin girls and menstruating women so that we might stand behind the men and say takbir along with them and invoke Allah along with them and hope for the blessings of that day and the purification from sins. Bukhari.
Who is the one to command them? Is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So he commanded them to get the young girls and even the virgins in seclusion. This is a description that virgins usually are so shy and bashful that they stay indoors. That was at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Nowadays, unfortunately, shame and bashfulness has been long ago gone away, except for those who inshallah are considered to be practicing. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed the women, Atiyah, and those who were with her, instructed them to do what was not usual, and that is to get the young girls and the virgins and those who are shy and not exposed, to get them to attend the Eid sermon. Not only that, even the women who are excused from praying, women who have their monthly period, the Prophet ﷺ said, even those, let them come and attend. Why? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, or Atiyah said in the hadith, so that they would invoke Allah along with them and hope for the blessings of that day and the purification. So it is a gathering that is blessed. It's a gathering where Allah's mercy descends and Allah Azza wa Jal purifies those who attend. So it would be a waste to spare people and not to have them attend as well. Yet, because the women who are in their monthly period are not allowed to pray, the Prophet ﷺ ordered them to stay away from the people when they're praying. But after prayer, it's okay. So women in their menses must not sit between the rows when other women are praying. But as soon as the prayer is over, khalas, they can come and join them. Now, from this hadith, scholars differed on the ruling of the Friday, let me rephrase that, on the ruling of the Eid prayer. And remind me if I forget, what happens if a Friday and Eid coincide in the same day? So some scholars say that Eid prayer is sunnah. It is highly recommended, but it is not mandatory. And this is the opinion of Imam Malik and Imam Ash-Shafi'i, that it is sunnah. Why? They said because in the hadith of the Bedouin who came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and asking him about Islam, when the Prophet told him that you have to pray 5 times a day, he said, do I have to pray anything else? And the Prophet said, what? No, except if you would like to offer voluntary prayers. Then the man said, by Allah, I will not increase nor decrease to what you have taught me. What did the Prophet say? صلى الله عليه وسلم, whoever wishes to see a man of Jannah, let him see or let him look at this man. So they said, the only thing that is mandatory and obligatory is the 5 daily prayers. Al-Imam Ahmad, may Allah have mercy upon his soul, said, no, it is a collective obligation known as Fard Kifaya, which means that if a portion of the Muslims do it, then there is no sin upon the others who didn't. But if all the Muslims don't do it, then they're all sinful. Example, answering the salam. We have here about 30 people. Someone comes and says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If none of them answers him, they will be all what? Sinful. But if one of the 30, only one, says, Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, this is sufficient. And they all are not considered to be sinful. This is fardul kifaya. While fard ayn, meaning that this is individual obligation, this means that every single one has to do it. And who doesn't do it, he's considered to be sinful. Example, when someone sneezes and says, Alhamdulillah, every single Muslim who heard him say, Alhamdulillah, it's mandatory upon him to say, Yarhamkumullah. If the 29 do it and one does not do it, the 29 are not sinful, but the one who did not do it is sinful on the Day of Judgment. So Imam Ahmad says that praying Eid is not individually obligation, but it is collective obligation. Meaning if a portion of the Muslims do it, then the rest are exempted. Why? He says because there is no adhan and there is no iqamah. So we cannot say that it is mandatory of every person. The third opinion and ruling is the opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa. And he says that it is obligatory upon every individual. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah followed his opinion and said, yes, this is the most authentic opinion. So did Shaykh bin Baz and Ibn Uthaymeen, that it is mandatory, it is obligatory upon every individual. Why? They said because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam ordered them to get those who do not have to pray. Women who are in their menses, he ordered them to make them come out and attend the Eid prayer. And we know that they're not obliged to pray in the masjid when they're pure and clean. So to oblige them to come out means that it is mandatory upon every individual to attend this great festival. And this is the most authentic opinion of all. And it is only twice a year that it takes place, and it's not a big deal. But there are a number of etiquettes that are not mentioned here. I think that it is adding value to know. Upon or among the etiquettes, one, the sunnah in Eid al-Fitr that you eat 3 dates or more before going to the prayer. Why? Scholars say, because if you don't eat, maybe people will think that you're fasting. And Eid al-Fitr is an indication that Ramadan is over. And that is why the Prophet, before going for the Eid prayer, he used to eat 3 dates, or 5 or 7, depending. Yet, when you go to Eid al-Adha, the sunnah is that you do not eat anything. So that the first thing you would put in your mouth would be the meat of your slaughtering. This is the sunnah. The Prophet used to go without eating anything, and after he slaughters his sheep or his sacrifice, he eats from it. But if you're not going to sacrifice, then it is okay for you to eat. If you're going to sacrifice on the 3rd day of Eid, it would be a little bit torture to ask you not to eat. So this is something that is sunnah, providing you are going to slaughter soon or after the prayer. Among the sunnahs is to have a bath, to have ghusl. Though this was not reported by the Prophet ﷺ, but it was reported by the companions that they used to make ghusl and to clean themselves. And scholars say that cleaning yourself for Eid is far greater than cleaning yourself for Friday, because Eid is an occasion for celebration. And it is part of the sunnah to designate a dress, especially and specifically for Eid. And that is why in Arabia, we usually buy new clothes to be worn on the day of Eid. And after that, we use it until the other Eid comes, we buy a new set of clothes so that the clothes we go to Eid would be our most valuable, our most precious, without being extravagant. We have a short break. Stay tuned. Inshallah, we'll be right back.